Sox. Breaking ball. Swing on, driven deep to left. Quad running out of room. It's gone.
Welcome to the Swing Podcast. I'm Jack Powers, your host. We're going to have a quick one today. We're just going to go over the game recap from today's Seattle Mariners versus Tigers game at 10:10 in the morning if you were up and watching. And then we'll talk about some roster moves. Actually, we'll do that first. And then we will get into the Guardian series coming up tomorrow. Anyways, before the game or early this morning, if you were asleep, you probably didn't see it. Anyways, Matthew Boyd was reinstated from the 60-day IL. That is the left-hand relief pitcher we picked up from the Giants who had a left elbow strain. He is now off the IL. He did make his Mariners debut today. We'll talk about that. He's a Seattle native from Eastside Catholic High School. And then Taylor Trammell was recalled from the minors. That's fun. We've been waiting for that for a while. It's exactly what we don't know. We just can't complain about that. That's somebody that we've needed for a while. He's good. He's been raking in the minors, and you might as well bring him up. You might as well give him some play time. He showed he can play in the majors. Let him play. Anyways, Logan Gilbert was taking the mound for the Mariners. He was facing Eduardo Rodriguez from the Tigers. Gilbert going into this was 10-5. Rodriguez was 3-3. But the lineup this morning was Julio first, Ty France second, Haniger would DH today in the third spot, Suarez was fourth, Toro would bat fifth at second base, JP is back in the lineup today, he was batting shortstop, Haggerty was put in left field, Kurt Casale made a catching start today, filling in for Cal Raleigh, and in right field we had Taylor Trammell. And going into today's games, the Mariners have won 183 one-run games over the last 1,000 games. That's an interesting thing to look at and see. That means they're winning nearly, 18.3% of their games by one run over the last 1,000 games. Interesting stat I saw there. Anyways, we get right into the game. Top of the first, the Mariners score early again.
25 bombs, 231. Ground ball, and it splits the left side with three over there. Doesn't matter. Julio wheels around third base. Suarez puts the Mariners in front right away. And once again, just like last night, four batters into the ball game. The Mariners have taken the lead. It's 1-0.
And it's a good sign too. Getting those early.
So thanks to Julio's early leadoff, Suarez brings in the run. He's been doing it literally all series. So then we go to the top of the third with the Mariners 1-0 lead. And the Mariners do something they've done three times now this year. Third time's a charm, I guess. Let's give it a listen.
Doesn't have to carry as much of the load.
Julio with the skyscraping blast out to the video board in left field. Gone home run number 22 for Julio. It's a 2-0 Mariners lead.
Eduardo Rodriguez trying to sneak a slider by Julio Rodriguez. Didn't work. 110 exit velo.
France. This carries back deep. France back to the wall, and the Mariners go back to back jacks. First Julio, and now Ty France. He goes deep to left field, and the Mariners extend the lead. It's 3-0.
Talk about a guy heating up all of a sudden. Hitting that changeup that time, 97 exit velo.
Wasn't that fun? J-Rod and Ty France, the two boys we got at the top of the lineup, go back-to-back. That is the first time since 2005 that a Mariners player has hit a home run off the pitcher who has the same last name. Julio Rodriguez hitting a home run off of Eduardo Rodriguez. That's also a cool stat there. Anyways, with the back-to-back home runs, Mariners take a 3-0 lead. in the top of the third. Then we go to the top of the fourth. J.P. Crawford's on third, Sam Haggerty on second. Kurt Casale makes some news for the Mariners. He shows himself in the offense. Let's give that a listen.
Casale rockets this out to right center field. Green having a chase after it. He won't get there to the base of the wall. Kurt Casale brings home two. Crawford and then Haggerty. And the Mariners help to blow it open here in the top of the fourth. It's a two-run double from Kurt Casale, and it's a 5-0 Mariners lead. This is dropping in for a base hit. Casale hits the bag at third. He comes home. Ty France strikes again. It's a 6-0 Mariners lead in the fourth inning.
So, if we're being completely honest, the Mariners are just jumping all over the Tigers today, which is what we need. We needed the sweep Detroit. Ty France adds on another run in that top of the fourth with an RBI single, making it 6-0. And then Gilbert gets relieved going into the seventh. He goes 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. A bigger strikeout appearance this game than he has in the past few, but that's what you want from him. We have aces everywhere on this team in the starting lineup, or rotation, excuse me. And then Matt Brash comes in. He goes 1 inning, 0 hits, 2 strikeouts in the seventh. Something a little interesting in the bottom of the seventh happened. I don't know if you've seen it already, but Sam Haggerty jumped into the left field crowd, but with the fencing, or the, what do you call that? The webbing that goes up against the, all the way extend to the outfield now, the netting. He jumped into the netting to make this foul ball catch, and he landed in the net, and the net pushed him back out. And so he does like this. It was so, I can't describe it to you. It's almost like Spider-Man. That's what they're calling it. Sam Spidey. Sam Spidey. I love that. He jumps into the net, makes a great catch against the net. He bounces out and trips over the wall, and it's quite an interesting play. It might be the coolest catch of the year when it comes to making foul ball catches. You have to go give it a look, because I can't describe it any better than I just did. There's no other way to describe it. But he jumped into the net, fell out, he lost the ball, but they call him out, and then Detroit challenged it, and it wasn't out. They said the ball hit the netting. So either way, it was a great, awesome play to look at. It was so awesome. You have to watch it. Anyways, Mariners are still leading 6-0 through 7. Then Matthew Boyd makes his first appearance for the Mariners this year. He goes 1 inning, no hit, does his job. The Mariners bench is happy for him when he comes up. They congratulate him. Good job, native Seattle native kid. And then we have Penn Murphy, who comes and does the job in the ninth. He doesn't get a strikeout this time, but he does go 1 inning pitch, no hit again. So the bullpen, the Los Bomberos, do amazing. They go 3 innings pitched of no-hit ball. Gilbert only gave up 2 hits. So we only gave up 2 hits combined to the Tigers, which is awesome. Mariners score another run in the top of the ninth on walks. So it ended up being a 7-0 win for the Mariners. They improved to 73-58 on the season. Detroit now falls to 50-81. They are still last in the AL Central. Mariners now are tied first for the wildcard spot with Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay or Toronto didn't play today. So there wasn't really any huge jumping around, but we're tied with Tampa Bay for that first one now. And then we're +2 on Toronto with Tampa Bay, and Baltimore played today. Their game's not wrapped up yet as I'm doing the podcast, but if they win, they'll be, I believe, 2.5 or 3 games still back, maybe 2, but no, there's not going to be big changes today. So half game changes. Anyways, we're now tied first. We're going into Cleveland. Gilbert gets to win. He improves to 11-5. He has a 3.35 ERA now. Eduardo Rodriguez goes to 3-4 on the year. And that's your game summary. You can't complain about the game today. I mean, the offense put on a show like they have been literally throughout the entire series. They've been hitting home runs. They've been getting hits. They've been doing their job. They scored 7 runs on 10 hits today. They are hitting the ball finally, but let's not get too ahead of ourselves. They're playing Detroit, of all teams, the worst team in the AL Central, almost the worst team in the American League, basically. So You know, it's right there with Oakland. It's the teams you have to beat. But when they get a bunch of hits, let's not be too excited and be saying, you know, this offense is the best team offense in baseball, or this is the best offense we've had. And it still has proving to do, and the proving must come against the Guardians today. So let's see what happens there. And let's get into some pitching matchups going into the Cleveland Guardians series now. Now, going into tomorrow, if depending on when you're listening to this podcast, or today, if you're listening to it on a Friday, September 2nd, going into this three-game set against Cleveland, Luis Castillo is going to take game one against Zach Plesac, who's 3-11, and then Robbie Ray will go up against Saval, who's 2-6. And then in game three, Kirby's going to go up against Quantrill, who's 11-5 with a 3.5 ERA. They're basically their best starting pitcher currently. He's been the most consistent. We didn't get to play him in the last four-game series, I believe. I don't remember playing him. And, you know, I could easily see us having a good game against the Guardians the first game on Friday. Robbie Ray, we should be able to win with him. The third game might be this game that might be a little skiffy depending on which starter does his job the best, or whether at the end of the day, it's all about, will the offense show up against all these three for all the three games. So I don't know what to think with the Mariners, with their offense. This is when they need to prove to us fans that they know how to score against good teams. I know we won the series against the Guardians, but now we're playing in Cleveland. It's a little different environment. Things are different. It's still a good team at the end of the day. They're still a playoff team. They're leading the AL Central, which isn't a bad division necessarily, but they just need to show up offensively and let the starting pitchers do their job. And if they don't do good, they don't do good. So be it. It happens. But we have to at least win the series, get 2 of 3. If we don't, then we need to come home and we need to start winning. We're playing a lot of below 500 teams going into this end of the year thing. That doesn't mean they're guaranteed wins. It just means we need to show up. Our offense needs to start getting in the groove more like they did against Detroit this past Tuesday through Thursday, I guess, with the off day Monday. But they just have to do that. We have to see how it goes. Let's not jump the gun on our offense yet, because they did their job. Starting pitching has been a lockdown the past two series, the four against Cleveland and now three against Detroit. All have been great outings, or decent at the least, for the starting pitching core, allowing us to use less pitchers and also allowing us to, you know, not overpitch them going into the playoffs when we might actually want to win a game. And it's like very, very important. So let's see how it goes against the three games against Cleveland. We'll talk about each game after it's over. Come back tomorrow. We'll have a podcast going. Thank you for listening. This is the Swing Podcast.